Hey, celebrate and rejoice. It's Rob Nichols and friends on Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast. Not to be confused with Fly Me to the Moon, the song, or the fragrance for men.
Here we come, walking down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet.
Well, were the monkeys.
You were monkeying around.
And you didn't put anybody down. Well, you put Sheffield Wednesday down, but it didn't help. I'm sorry, Rob. I couldn't resist it. I mean, I've waited such a long time since Gary took on board to actually launch a Fly Me to the Moon special with that. And I just thought, if we didn't do it today.
Well, that's right.
He was just monkeying around, and now he's not coming to our town.
Shocking turn of events. The shortest tenure ever in for a permanent manager of Middlesbrough Football Club.
But more than Gary was in charge of Leeds United. So, you know, obviously from Gary's point of view,
right.
He's improved his time. Not Leeds, actually, it wasn't Leeds.
No.
It was, was it Swansea?
He was in charge longer at Swansea,
was,
I think.
He was, actually. Yes, you're quite right. So
he's not. He's actually getting less.
He's getting less. Oh, yeah. We shouldn't smile.
I know. It's
a festive time, but... Well done to beating Sheffield Wednesday, coming back from a goal behind as well.
Well, incredible joy yesterday because I have to say, watching the first half, I was thinking, well, he's not done it, has he, Gary Monk? I've just seen a repeat of the same goal that I saw, the first goal against Millwall. I've seen it exactly reciprocated with different players on the pitch. And
if you will show them video over and over again, get to learn, oh, that's what we should do.
And I was thinking that his key players... Well, some of his key signings. He's brought Ryan Shotton, got a lot of stick before he even joined us.
Who scored, of course, yesterday.
And I was going to say also Johnny Howson was...
Who scored also yesterday.
giving the ball away in the first half. And in the second half, those two villains of the piece became the heroes of the hour. And at the end of the game, well, I would have thought that the Sheffield Wednesday manager might be in danger of getting the sacked. And for the first time ever, Alex, as far as I remember, Gary Monk... and his entire coaching staff came on the pitch and applauded the Borough fans. And incredible joy at the end. But it's so astonishing to find out as we return to Middlesbrough.
And again, he would have to turn around and say, I mean, I was half expecting when we were scheduling this.
Yeah.
I thought, well, okay, fine. Win against Sheffield Wednesday, then two winnable games coming up in terms of the league.
Yes.
Turn it around, be positive, work on that premise and so on. I know the general scuttlebutt, certainly from the fans who bothered to contact local radio stations after the Millwall game, was extremely negative and, to use a buzzword, quite toxic, actually, in terms of Monk's tenure at the whole piece.
Mm.
But a win can mean such a lot in football, and normally you don't actually, in terms of timing, unless, of course, Tony Pulis is ready to come in.
Oh, my word. The man in the hat. It's very reminiscent of Gareth Southgate, of course, because Gareth Southgate's situation was incredibly toxic for quite some time, and then he actually won his final game against Derby County.
And they were seventh in the league, I think, at that stage.
We were third in the league.
Exactly.
But I think we were we not joint second, really? We were poised at the top.
Gordon Strachan is also available.
Well, that's what it... Well, you said Tony...
No!
I know, and exactly. You said Tony Pulis, and of course Gordon Strachan was a safe pair of hands, unbelievably. And maybe Tony Pulis is thought of as a safe hat. but yeah, there lies the danger. And it's going to be a very big challenge for Craig Little. You said about Christmas, about all the games. There's the Boxing Day, game on the 30th, and a game on New Year's Day. That's a lot of points.
And then, of course, the FA Cup third round against Sunderland.
Which is no little matter, absolutely, with Chris Coleman there, who's sparked a bit of a revival, hasn't he? So there's a lot at stake, and it's a big thing, a very big task for Craig Little, who I don't know what his... He hasn't been there that long, really, as academy director, but, of course, he had a crisis on his hands at his previous club at Darlington. Darlington went... out of the league and went bust.
That's, but it's not really the best model to actually work for if you're a Borough fan, to be absolutely honest.
No, but I just mean he managed that crisis, but he's going to have to do a tremendous amount again. And it strikes me as well, whether Gary Monk was popular with the fans and had a rapport with the fans or not, he was a very nice guy and would have been very popular with the players, I'm pretty sure. He didn't ever bear any grudges. We saw that with... Stuart Downing has been outstanding in the last few games. He was brilliant yesterday. He was applauded off the pitch. And it takes a big man as a manager to say, I got it wrong. And, you know, we know that Stuart Downing was training with the development squad. And then he brought him back into the first team.
And not, you know, that we're looking to put a positive month spin on the whole thing. But in pound for pound, I know, all right, maybe it was a case of Steve Gibson was actually secretly saying, I'd like Wolves to smash the league this season. but, you know, Wolves have done well. Is clearly, obviously, set a bar for the whole thing.
And we played Wolves the first game of the season.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, within the whole sort of scheme, allowing for the time he had to bed down to actually develop his way of play, 4 months?
Yeah, I know. It's and the stakes are very high, and we know to our cost that the longer you stay in this division, the more difficult it gets.
They weren't in danger of relegation, I don't think. I mean, that was, no. You know, if you were doing a Sunderland, you might have possibly sort of said, yeah, all right, fine.
Well, I think the last couple of defeats that we had, you thought we're going to start looking down now. Mm. But the fact that we came from behind yesterday, and the fact that those two players scored the goals, and there were, and I'm not saying it was a turning point, because it I'm not. You know, we've said that too many times this season, but it showed there was the sort of spirit and that they could win games, and that they were a cut above Sheffield Wednesday, who will be in relegation trouble. So I'm a bit bemused. It's a strange sort of Christmas message, but it is understandable, because we spent a lot of money. We've got a lot of very good players there.
But I mean, and again, I'm coming across here as a bit of a Gary Monk fan, which I've never met the chap, so I work with her. If you actually look at net spend, players out, players in, I think they've only put about 6 or 7 million in total, in terms of what really has cost. They haven't really gone too much in terms.
And
of
Gary Monk, what Gary Monk said is that he was building a squad of young players that would for the future, and obviously they're very sellable as well. Yeah. So I think
again, admittedly, Albert Adoma. Bit of a loss, perhaps.
Well,
and obviously Villa's gain, and
he's got the same amount as British Summer Longer now, hasn't he? This season,
Jordan Rose, not so much.
Obviously that's that's one thing that some people are mooting, whether we return to Aitor Karanka, but you could say that he crushed the confidence of those players, and you know, Jordan Rose, it must have affected him greatly, the fact that he was signed for such a massive amount of money and then not played.
I think Patrick Bamford as well, possibly. I mean, yeah. He'll be thinking this morning, okay then, what do I do now?
The players will be really bemused. It would have been incredible emotions last night. And it's going to be a strange way to go into Christmas. That's what I'm saying. Craig Little is going to have to crisis manage here. And hopefully that you would think that there was somebody ready to come in, but how quickly they could come in, with it being Christmas, that might hold it back.
Ninth in the league, 10 wins out of 23 games. Mm. Okay, it is mid-table mediocrity.
Yeah, it is.
But, again, Bolton Wanderers, you would normally say, clearly, you know, we're talking about the return of the Wheater, David Wheater, whose name eluded me earlier in the season. And so,
yeah, that's right, Red Rock.
You would normally actually expect 3 points against Bolton Wanderers.
Yeah.
And then, you know...
Although they have revived, haven't they? Mm. But yeah, absolutely. The fact, it's going to be very interesting to see what the reaction of the players will be, because people talk about a bounce. Which way is the bounce going to go this way? So we just hope that the players are very professional, and I might be totally wrong. The way things happen, maybe we'll get a manager that'll be appointed this afternoon, and he'll be working all Christmas Day.
It does. I mean, given, and I appreciate that you can never judge totally on track records, but given Steve Gibson's track record and notably Mills, they don't normally kind of boot without having somebody in mind.
Well, it does take you back to the Southgate dismissal that Gordon Strachan was lined up, and therefore, just like yesterday, the final victory, the decision's already been made before that match. It surely must be the case.
You've got the former Hull City manager as well. If they want a Russian in charge, he could possibly sort of come along. There are a lot of people who are actually out there, who could actually sort of take part of the whole thing. Looking at, of course, it's Aston Villa at home on the...
Steve Bruce, and that means Steve Agnew coming back. Yeah. And Steve Agnew's just been appointed as coach at Aston Villa after his extended gardening leave.
exactly.
So, yeah.
Interesting times. We're going to talk more, obviously, about Borough Football Club and might squeeze in some notions for Bernie Slavin and, of course, other sort of exciting things. We haven't even spoken about the Millwall game because I thought we'd be so depressed after the thing. Every Wednesday puts us back into some side of things. It was a part of London you really don't prefer to visit.
No.
Step away from that sort of perspective. So all this and more in the podcast companion to issue 581. That would be Bolton Wanderers.
That lass on Radio 4 who's sort of Charlotte Green, she's got nothing on me.
Do you look into their eyes, Ian, or is that too personal a question? You don't want to go into this.
What would you be shouting at the television screen, Ian Lennox?
I can't proofread that.
But there is a slight suggestion that next season might be better. So
Let's hope so.
No one seems to get a penalty for pulling shirts nowadays, or hardly ever.
Or Seven Simple Seasons.
See what we did there? Yes, like it.
Fly Me to the Moon, the audio podcast companion with Rob Nichols.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit manilapr.com now.
100. Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 245 grams of magnesium.
Hang on, slow down. One tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
So it's Christmas Eve.
Hi, this is Bernie Slavin, and you're listening to Rob Nichols on Fly Me to the Moon.
Thank you, Bernie. Sorry, I was just busting out of that whole thing there because I just thought the spirit of Christmas was coming through there. As I said, it's Christmas Eve. If you're listening to this live and you haven't decided to save that podcast until after the game, effectively, and after Boxing Day and so on, you might do that. But if it is Christmas Eve and you're still stuck for presents to actually go and purchase, then probably the best thing to actually do would be to get a Bernie Slavin book.
Serial striker.
Exactly. Serial striker, serial writer.
Indeed.
Goals and books from that point of view. And the 10 players in the Century of Goals Club for Middlesbrough.
You have
featured Bernie in the latest edition of Fly Me to the Moon. Rob, what was he like? Was he his usual ebullient, bling-based self?
He was very jovial. He was standing in front of a goal. He was in the box, and he was clearly offside. I think everybody had made that joke with him through the week, through the month. But he said about how he'd taken quite a bit of abuse in this month. He said, "I don't even play for them anymore," but people coming up to him shouting, "What are you going to do with that Borough? We need to sack the manager," or whatever. So, well, there we are.
And they have. So
He didn't think so himself. Yeah.
I mean, again, returning back to the whole system, but. There's no good time to necessarily part company in any way, shape, or form with a job, no matter how well paid you happen to be. Oh. This seems, you know, literally 2 days before Christmas.
Yeah, I know.
Somewhat cutting to actually sort of say that's it, you're out.
It does. It does indeed. Yeah. It's strange that Bernie said to me the same, really the same lines that Gary Monk said in his final press conference, which was that he felt that the Karanka style was, which was very successful.
Ingrained. I think
that was ingrained in so many of the players, and therefore that they still passed sideways or whatever, and that it would take a long time possibly to get it out of their psyche, and that's what Gary Monk said, didn't he, in that last press conference, which wasn't received very well, but I think it had a kernel of truth in it.
And inevitably, okay, it's ingrained. We're dealing with professional footballers here. You're kneeling down. I mean, again, a couple of weeks ago, remember, we launched Fly Me to the Moon with that ridiculous end to the game where Borough could have possibly got something back, but then took a free kick and passed it backwards.
Yes.
That doesn't actually help endear folk to the whole system.
No.
It could well be a bit of a poison chalice, whoever is stepping in, unless they've actually got somebody who's literally going to actually blow the rest of the sort of squad away from that sort of point of view.
Well, if it can get... I suppose they'll be looking at somebody who can have the effect of... Sam Allardyce. I hate saying these sort of names. But somebody who can come in and think, well, I've got a really good set of players here, and I can get them playing to a system that gets the most out of them. And that
which
we've got.
Ironically, yeah. That's exactly why Monk was appointed, I believe. You know, how to actually make use of a good group of players and work them and
from there. Maybe somebody comes in now and steps in at the. You know, you could say they're stepping in at the right time, that on the back of an away win where we've shown tremendous spirit and we've come back from a goal down. Not only come back from a goal down, remember that Grant Leadbitter had missed a penalty. When does Grant Leadbitter ever miss a penalty? Mm. But it was a good save. Mm. But to come back from that as well, it was incredible adversity. So it's the kind of adversity that you would normally build on, wouldn't you? And you'd build something, and you'd build a spirit on, and forge something. And a new manager's going to have to do that now.
And we knew from Tony McDonagh, our Sheffield Wednesday fan and
PR guru,
that he wasn't exactly all that overjoyed with Carlos Carvalho.
No.
And the fans there kind of felt that, obviously, after coming so close in two consecutive seasons, they seemed to have slipped away somewhat this year.
And that'd be interesting, because they were playing a passing style of football, if you were critical, saying a sideways passing style of football. And speaking to their fans afterwards, they had the feeling that basically they sat on a one-goal lead. It sounded a bit like... A Karanka sort of thing. They try to defend a one goal lead and sort of got what they deserved, really. And from a Borough point of view, we were tacking and tacking and tacking, and they were very, very deep indeed. But for once, we found a cutting edge, didn't we? From unlikely scorers, of course. But Bamford had hit the bar. Bamford had missed an open goal in the first half, and Bamford it was fouled for the penalty from a superb ball by Stuart Downing, which we didn't. Was saying we're not going to mention the Millwall game, but Stuart Downing was absolutely brilliant at Millwall, and then again yesterday. I hope whoever comes in can keep working with Downing, because he's an international, isn't he?
Wearing my traditional Borough Teesider hat of despair, I'm reading Chris Bartley's From Despair to Wear.
Yeah.
The Tale of Birmingham City and the punctual packing the bags of Gary Rowett and replacing with the name of Gianfranco Zola hasn't worked out that well for Birmingham.
Not really, no.
Let's hope we don't do the same route. That's all I can say. Let's hope we don't go for
and that has a warning that for fans that were turning on Steve Gibson.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
All right, so we mentioned Chris Bartley with From Despair to Where for a little over a year ago on December 17th, 2016. Borough beat Swansea to go 14th in the Premiership. Although no one had any illusions about the size of the task facing us in 2017, there was a confidence that if our miserly defence was coupled with some genuine creativity in the January transfer window, we would have enough to survive. And it does seem quite odd that 365 days later...
Yeah.
You know, we're now in the middle of challenging times from that point of view. However, 29 years ago, the first Shrug LP was released. I know we went with the Monkees this time round, but hopefully it won't be too long before we will actually hear some Shrug in a Fly Me to the Moon podcast. What say you, Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think that should be that. Meanwhile, if you can't wait for this fantastic scenario, you can actually find Island Complex. Nice title, Island Complex, from the Shrug Archive Bandcamp page, or indeed go to Facebook at Shrug, Shrug, Shrug. Quite literally.
Yeah,
three Shrugs.
Right, yes,
better
absolutely.
Than one. There we are. A Shrug, 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 where you can actually pre-order the piece now. When is it likely to be actually released?
It's gone to the pressing plant. You have to go into a queue. Okay. But I think it should be out in April. It will be pressed on vinyl. And we've actually had... getting on towards 30 pre-orders already, which is incredible.
You
wait 30 years, you see.
Exactly. One per year. No, it'd be great.
People saved up.
Meanwhile, let's give a special mention as festive time to a new Borough fan who can only remember in his entire lifetime one season of the Premiership. That would be Jude. Age 7, of course.
Yeah.
Sick as a parrot after the Millwall game, but he was at Ipswich, and parche to Andy Comfort, of course. A good result overall. I mean, Ipswich not... I mean, although, was it... Yeah. Can I say Ipswich? I mean, I heard, again, phrases from the anti-Monk camp, such as, well, it's papering over the cracks. It's simply, you know... So, I mean, one gets the feeling that actually, even if he'd won these last three or four games, there are still folk who probably would have been...
Yes, I think people get entrenched. Yeah. I think, well, Bernie Slaven, although I say that he wasn't anti-Monk, he didn't feel that game... People said that we were now seeing what Gary Monk was about, etc. And he still didn't feel that we got enough shots on target, etc., etc. But we won the game, didn't we? And we dominated the game. So that was why it was even more disappointing to go away to Millwall and lose. I think it's the Millwall game that will have been in the end the death knell for Gary Monk, won't it?
Well, especially as they were trounced yesterday by Derby County, of course, the challenges. So
that's a mad league, though, isn't it? Because everybody's up and down. Millwall have got a terrible...
Even Cardiff lost.
They did. I was going to say there was quite a few teams playing yesterday against teams that they always have a hoodoo over them. And Cardiff, Warnock had never ever won at Bolton, had he?
Nope.
Which is mad, the amount of times he must have played there.
And Gary Monk can leave, last time I mentioned him, for this particular time at least, with the notion that Borough are only three points, one win away from the playoffs.
Well, that's right. Somebody could come in and they've got half a season, really, haven't they? And there's an awful lot of points to play for. And we've seen a lot of teams, we've talked about it again and again this season, but we have seen a lot of teams that have had a fantastic final half of the season and gone up from that. Burnley were one of the last
I just hope
examples.
Sunderland aren't one of those, because you know, somehow I think with Chris Coleman, what's he doing there? Although thankfully they only drew yesterday, so going to win that. Meanwhile, as I say, if we're looking at the table as we approach the festive scenario,
we need to.
Aston Villa 38 points, Leeds 39 points, Bristol City 44, Derby 44. I have a feeling probably Cardiff and Wolves maybe out of sight, but Wolves on 54.
Yeah.
I think the Championship is not going to happen this season, so it's got to be a sort of concerted battle for a good cup run and playoff.
Playoff, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The Wembley. Well, you know, we very rarely won at Sheffield Wednesday before yesterday.
Yeah, so it could be all changed around. If somebody actually asked you, Rob Nichols, in your Christmas Santa Borough supporter stocking, you could have any manager who would you go for?
Do you know? I've no idea. I'm going to have to think about this. It's just hit me, and it just wasn't expecting that. You know,
exactly. Gary, you've gone. Yeah. We weren't ready for this editorial. We've got to rewrite the whole thing now for the package.
Exactly. I guess that, as you said, Alex, there are an awful lot of managers out there that. There's even, Paul Clement was dismissed from Swansea a couple of days ago as well, wasn't he? I'm not saying I don't know much about him, really. That would be a bit weird, wouldn't it? Another Swansea manager coming in.
Yeah, there might be a bit of a message there. I mean, ever since sort of Marvin Emnes effectively sort of started building bridges between the two systems there. So who knows what?
I tell you what, I'm worried for a bunch of fans who supposedly were going to fund a Monk out banner to be flown over the Riverside. Mm. I can just imagine them picking up the phone today to cancel it, and there was nobody there because it's Christmas.
Exactly. And finally, just looking ahead to the two games that are upcoming, of course, Bolton and Aston Villa.
Yeah.
As we've said. We normally were talking about must-win games to actually maintain the system. I would tend to think 4 points out of six would be a fair return.
Yeah. 2-0
against Bolton and possibly a 1-1 draw against Villa.
I wonder if one thing that the new manager coming in might... Well, obviously, he's got the January transfer window. That's going to be... That's got to have been in the thinking. But I wonder whether Traore, whether he will have a part to play. Because talking about Bolton, Traore... tore Bolton apart, but then was sent off at Aston Villa the next week, and that his career it looked as if he was finally going to take off.
It is extraordinary. He does seem to be like an extraordinarily speedy muppet at times.
Yeah,
where you think, you know, he's got the speed of a gazelle, but the brains of a muppet sometimes.
But he's got strength as well. Mm. You've got to think, surely, if he could start his runs a bit closer to the box, that you would get in a way that with Juninho's, well, his first spell at Middlesbrough. It was ended with right, foul after foul and free kicks or penalties. Mm. And you would think that Traore could be a similar sort of weapon.
Indeed. So we've had a range of festive packages from that point of view. I've suggested that for me it's 2-0 against Bolton, 1-1 against Aston Villa. Any predictions for yourself, Rob?
Yeah, and will Albert Adoma score? I would hope we can win against Bolton 2-0. I don't know whether we could look any further because do we think there might be a manager joining between the two games?
I think the likelihood is that by the time we actually resume Fly Me to the Moon podcast, which will probably be ahead of the Sunderland game, so early January when we will return in 2018, there will more than likely be a new man at the helm of Club. Oh, a new woman at the helm. Now that would be an interesting one.
Yeah, true enough. I think we might win both of those games.
Hope Powell is in charge of Clara football. Club.
Right.
There we are.
Okay.
Rolled it out there.
You heard it first here.
She did okay with the English women's football team for a time, and it could be an interesting line from that.
And a
better way to actually sort of set politically correct credentials for the 2018 than to actually go down that line. Anyway, yes, so we will see you again ahead of the Sunderland game.
Yes.
The next Fly Me to the Moon, of course, is available for the Fulham game, but how can people subscribe to Fly Me to the Moon, the paper edition?
Yeah, you can still subscribe, and you'll have, there's half a season left now, isn't there, after this? So half a season with another manager in charge. You can get in touch with Fly Me to the Moon, Unit 7, Brentnell Centre, Jilk Street, Middlesbrough, TS15AP, or look at the website, which is fmttm.com, and click subscribe. I haven't worked out whether it'd be about, I think it'd be about 11 quid actually, won't it, for half a season by check? Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
A complete bargain.
Get it through your door.
Precisely. And that's basically it for us for 2017. Have a fantastic holiday season. Have a great Christmas break. May all your wishes come true. As a City supporter, I can say it can happen. That's Manchester City, of course.
Right.
Good things can happen across the whole basis. And yes, and let's face it, if Borough go on a 17-win game, or 17-win all 17 games, happiness.
Oh, indeed. So absolutely. What a Christmas present that would be.
Well, exactly. Into the new year, working through that. It'll wrap up with those final seven words, which we need to say to wrap as a final, with a final, I think, reprise of Davy Jones, Peter Talk, Mickey DeLenz. And because, I waited such a long time to play it. I was going to edit bits out, etc. So it's the last time we've got to play it.
That's
really,
right.
So, we've got to go with that.
We better say Merry Christmas to everyone as well.
I think so.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Come on,
Borough. Up the Borough.
Here we come, walking down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We go wherever we want to, do what we like to do. We don't have time to get restless. There's always something new. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Hey, celebrate and rejoice. It's Rob Nichols and friends on Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast. Not to be confused with Fly Me to the Moon, the song, or the fragrance for men.